How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks
for
asking.
You're doing? It's Friday, and it's Good Friday, but Dave Stewart has his red shirt on, and you have your red shirt on because?
Red Friday. Remember, everyone deployed.
Exactly. And Dave, I'm going to come back to my self-organizing systems here in a second, but Dave's going to be with me here for the part of the morning. And Dave, of course, thank you for your service in the United States Marine Corps.
Semper Fi.
Where you happen to have learned generator maintenance and upkeep.
Yes, sir. I was a basic marine electrician, 1141, and a lot of that work was just basic maintenance.
Sure.
On a generator.
Sure. I was a nuclear warhead assembly technician. I've not had much call for that since I've been back out of the service, but, you know, you never know.
You never know. If you do need it, at least you got it.
Yeah, at least I got it. So you and I are going to talk about the, over the next, half hour, however long you want to hang out with me here this morning. We're going to talk about the businesses that you have, very successful businesses, very caring, conscientious businesses. Getting people back into the trades. We got a lot to cover about. You and I first met several years ago when you came in with Mike Whalen. Of course, you knew my brother going back originally, but you came in when I first met you. We were with Mike Whalen from DBS Remodeling, and we were talking about getting people back interested in the trades. And I think it's safe to say that in just those few short years, we've got a long way to go, but we've made good progress.
We've been going in the right direction, certainly. Yes. With the trades. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so good. So I was talking about, this thing about iPencil. You talk about just the simplest thing like the lead pencil and all the things that have to go into it. And it really illustrates that people who think like we can manage an economy and figure everything out in advance, no, you can't. But when you look at nature, how nature organizes, and when I was thinking, Dave, the simplest thing, like a traffic circle, when people come and when they know what the rules are, how quickly people can sort themselves out.
Certainly, yeah. But if you don't,
that
becomes a problem. And traffic circles make so much sense.
Yes.
And they've been doing it overseas in Europe for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the reason they didn't do it for a long time because I just understood that there was going to be an amount of time where we were going to have to deal with some degree of people not understanding how it worked.
Yes.
And just going the wrong direction and stuff.
Yes.
Like that. But I think people are starting to realize that, at least younger drivers.
Did you, you've been in Ireland a couple times at least that I know of, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a rented car over there when you were?
I rented cars both times I was over there, and I got the privilege to drive the vehicles on cars that were smaller than the vehicles I drive here.
Mm-hmm.
The roads were sometimes smaller than those small vehicles.
Yeah.
And then come to find out they were actually two-way roads in some cases. So you had to really just go into the cornfield and figure it out.
Joanne and her friend Mary went over, it's got to be, I think it's hard to believe. I think it's 6 years ago already when Norwegian Air was flying out of Stewart.
Okay, yeah.
And they took one of those flights over. Man, they were tracking that on FlightAware. They were traveling at almost 700 miles an hour with the tailwind. They were from Newburgh to, I think they went to Dublin in 5 hours.
That'll get you there, yeah.
Just crazy. But they had the rented car. And they did rent an automatic. A lot of the cars are standard. But when you are now, because we're talking about right-hand drive.
Correct.
And driving on the other side of the road.
Correct.
And I'm talking about, I mentioned this, tying it back to, because understanding the rules, what we're used to, going to place like Ireland and entering a traffic circle, counterintuitive to what you're used to.
Sure. The first time I flew into Dublin, actually, they tried to put me they upgraded me to a really nice Audi standard.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited when they told me about it. But then when I got down to it, and I sat in the seat, and I realized I was going to be shifting on the wrong side and clutch on the wrong side. I like to think myself as adventurous,
mm-hmm.
but I think I wisely decided to take the smaller, less nice vehicle that was the standard.
Exactly.
And automatic.
Automatic, yeah, that's exactly what Joanne did as well with that one. And But I say that because we talked about the rules, you know, and there had to reorient yourself to a different set of rules. But once done, some of those roads that you're talking about that are two-way roads, when the big tour buses come along and the hedgerows, and most of the rental cars have many scratches on the sides.
True, correct.
Because of the bushes that are along there. We were in, it's just about 2 years ago now that we went to Germany and France. And, boy, I'll tell you, Dave, how many World War II war movies have I watched? And, you know, like The Longest Day, and you see them in the hedgerows until you've actually been there. And then you start to appreciate, in some sense, what it would have been like to not have any idea who was up around that bend and behind that barn or hiding in that hedgerow.
Scary stuff, yeah. You got to be able to trust yourself a little bit more. Nowadays, I think we take for granted all that's done for us.
Yes. Yeah. When you were in the service, where did you deploy to?
So I did my training in the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. It was boot camp in Paris Island and in North Carolina for electrical training school. I went out to California for about a year. I was in 29 Palms in the middle of the desert for about a year. And then I got to go over to Okinawa in Japan, mm-hmm. Which was the place that people didn't really want to go. And I was in Camp Hansen in Okinawa. But while I was there, I had the privilege to go to the Philippines, did a short deployment to Korea, and I was actually standing barracks duty during 9/11.
Wow!
So there was a typhoon going on at the time, and I was there when the planes hit on 9/11. It was was an interesting time.
Wow! I was only in. I had come back to the States from South Korea. And then went back, flew back by way of San Francisco or Oakland to Hawaii, to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa, and then managed to hop a flight into Busan all the way down at the southernmost tip of South Korea, and was completely isolated down there. But then wound up on a 1947 C-47 plane from Air America that flew me back up to Osan Air Base. And interesting times to, you know, hop around on military standby in that regard.
It's interesting. And if you know how to kind of play the system and, like you say, hop around and jump on, you can be flexible. You can kind of jump on different flights. So there's a lot of privileges if you understand the military and how it works. And if you can take advantage of it, it can really be a great opportunity. Yeah.
I had given myself ample time to get back knowing that I was going to be hopping my way around. And I learned one thing in Busan Air Force Base is that the Air Force people sure know how to eat pretty well.
Well, you mentioned Kadena. When we were in Camp Hansen, which was about another third or halfway up the island, we used to, as Marines, go down to Kadena just to eat at their mess hall because it was better than any food
point,
we could buy. Or
point
anything.
Taken.
Oh, yeah.
Point taken. Yep. Exactly. I was like, man, how do you guys rate here that we had to put up with? I won't bother to say what we put up with in our cockroaches, but that's they're high protein.
That's true.
But Dave, I'm glad you're in a little bit early. We could have this bit of a chat here, and when we come back, I really want to talk about DS Home Services, and really about the culture of your organization, and then the kinds of services, because you're dealing with your Generac whole house generator systems. The EV home chargers are still there. Split systems with the Mitsubishi split systems AC. We're coming into the period of time where it's time for people to really, before we get, we're kind of between seasons, schedule that service and updates. And, of course, you acquired, I never remember, is it Holdridge or Eldridge?
Holdridge.
Holdridge. I was right the first time. Yes. Okay, so Holdridge Electric. Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, in studio with me here on Hudson Valley Focus Live.
It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Stipas on The Beacon.
Seven 7:06 on this Good Friday, and You'd probably be going to church on Sunday, won't you?
Church on Sunday. I think we're going to try to hit church tonight, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're a man of faith. I know. And but it's reflected in who you are and what you do. And the Dave, I am optimistic that several years ago, I had, you know, written something and saved something on my computer about I think we're poised for a new paradigm in business where, you know, it's that three-way relationship, the employer, the customer, the employee, or, you know, maybe even some more. I mean, you've got your vendors that you deal with, whether it's the Generac or a Mitsubishi, Tesla, whoever it happens to be. You've got to. It can be mutually beneficial all the way around.
It has to be. And so many people are of this mind frame of they have to win everything.
Yes.
Every transaction has to be I'm winning and you're losing.
Yes.
And that's the nobody's going to win in the long run that way.
No. No. And that's it. And it's the going back years ago when I was, you know, we were getting the economy sorted out here. We had a big meeting actually up at the Norrie Point Environmental Center one day. And I had said to him about the fact that, and people weren't familiar with this, it's not a zero-sum game. It's not like we have to divvy up the pie, and if I take a piece, you don't get one. Let's just make a bigger pie.
That's it. And
that's exactly what it is. And how many people do you have working for you now?
We just took on a couple of part-time people, uh-huh. including them. We're at 37 or 38.
Okay. And again, one of the things we wanted to talk about this morning is that, again, you know, you're constantly looking for good individuals who have the motivation, the desire, and you've built a beautiful facility up there in Hyde Park where you have a training room and all now.
Correct.
It's just...
We've become a place where we're a very desirable place to work,
yes.
which we're very thankful for. And I say all the time, out of those 37, 38 people, there's not one of them that I wouldn't have work in my mom's home.
Yes.
And that's very important to me. I mean, I need to be able to trust everyone. I have the best employees. We have a great culture, as you mentioned before. I mean, people enjoy coming to work. I love going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't consider it work. They're family to me. And you said the training facility. I mean, we consciously make an effort to always train. Every Wednesday we have a training, a couple times a month on a Saturday. Some of the senior people come in and teach, and some of the younger people really teach back to us. You know, mm-hmm. we learn some stuff from them.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about vendors. We partnered strongly with NNS Supply for the heat pumps with Mitsubishi and some other products, and starting to get into the plumbing stuff. They've been a great partner to us, and they have training. They had Bosch come in and do a training. They had Mitsubishi's been in our building a few times, and having that facility where we can do hands-on training and classroom training, it just really sets us apart. And I'm privileged.
And that's I'm glad you said that, Dave Stewart, because it's you know my expression for the years has been, you know, education comes in many flavors, and it's not just the public schools or the college. It's you know, in my years in the insurance business, how many insurance schools did I go off to? You know, back shortly after I started, I spent 3 weeks out in Seattle, Washington at a company called Safeco Insurance. There are three, I mean, we're talking about serious commercial insurance school. You know, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and then 2 or 3 hours of homework every single night for 3 weeks. And but that this is what's actually out there in the world that we live in today. I just want, you know, I'm glad to have you tell that story as to what's out there. And, you know, when 2.5 years ago already that you put my Generac whole house system in, and you came out, we sized it properly, because that's one of the things that people get into, I think, is that somebody may lowball a quote and then find out, well, they undersized the equipment. My 26kW with the two 200 amp transfer switches and all the other stuff that goes with it handles the entire house. And it does so adequately. But I say that because when Brad came out to actually do a lot of the wiring, I think it was Brad.
Yep.
Brad texted me, texted Joanne, picture, I'm Brad, I'm on my way to your house, I should be there within 20 minutes, and here's who I am. So whether I was home or not, or Joanne's, you know, home, you know who it is and what's going on.
Sure, and you talk about training, and, you know, there's in our field, there's training. It isn't just about the technical aspect of things. We constantly train inside of our building. We built a small house.
I saw that. Nice.
Yeah, and that house has a door on it for a very specific reason, you know, so we can knock on a door and we can teach our technicians and young technicians, this is how you approach somebody's home. Because a lot of people don't realize, they don't realize how intimate a thing it is to have somebody in your home.
Yes.
You're giving people a lot of trust by bringing them into where you live, and we have to respect that, and we have to train, because you're not trained on that typically, certainly not in the trades as a common thing. We got to train our people to understand that we need to appreciate them, and it's a privilege to be in their home. And if they weren't welcoming us into their home, they have lots of choices out there. They can certainly have somebody else do it, and it's a privilege and an honor for us to be there. So we train on that all the time, and that's the culture that we try to set.
Yeah, of course, I crack up thinking back to when Brad first came and began the installation. I had never met him before, and he went home, and, you know, because I do the radio show, and he said to his wife about, you know, doing this, and the guy's on the radio, his wife said, well, I know Tom. I've been on Facebook with him for quite a while.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is, but it was related to education and things in the community in a very, very different sense. So the you have DS Home Services here. You have started something over the last couple of years with your, and I'm not sure if this is the right phraseology, but your maintenance side of the business. I mean, I have a contract with you and take care of servicing my equipment, so it's, you know, the oil's changed and the system's monitored. And explain that, if you will, that program.
So, I mean, it basically comes down to being proactive about your home's mechanicals rather than being reactive. Electrical field in particular, we typically don't do anything with your home's electrical until there's a problem.
Right.
Or you need something. You get a new EV, you know, you're adding something. But we believe at DS Home Services that it should be more. You should have a trained set of eyes just looking things over.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a maintenance program, but we also have what we call a Total Home Care Club.
Right.
So that Total Home Care Club is a membership program. We have trained technicians go through and just look over the inner workings of your home once a year. Just look, if you have a generator, it includes changing oil, filters. We do a load test. We do some, you know, all the basic maintenance on a generator. If you have ACs, you know, we'll do that maintenance, the cleaning of the ACs. We'll check to make sure, because, you know, we believe that if you maintain your equipment, it'll prevent 90-degree days and your AC going out, or middle of the night and power's out, and then you're calling us. When we'll be there for you, but if we can plan it and be proactive about it, we just truly believe that that's the way to I run my house.
Well, that fits with how we ran the insurance business. To me, it was, correct, you know, the safe driver program, the, you know, accident prevention program, try to look ahead and you know, prevent the thing from happening. It's 7:15 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, in studio with me. Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, in studio with me. And yeah, Dave, I mean, you've built a heck of a business, and I've said this over and over and over again. It really is about the culture of the organization, where you just live it, and that's, for all the time that I've known you now, that's what I see you do.
Well, you have to start with a why. You can't be in business to be making money. And I believe that so many people think that, oh, you're going to get rich, and, you know, hopefully, God willing, you're going to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be a why. And my why when I started, and I didn't know it for the first probably 5 years or maybe more, but my why was to create a business where me and my employees would be enjoy working.
Yes.
Because I worked some places in the past where when it hit 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I ripped that shirt off because I didn't want to be associated.
Right.
And it's my daily goal and to have my employees just really enjoy and be proud to be part of the organization. And I have great, phenomenal people.
Yeah. You know, it's I guess that's why you and I get along so well, because I think what you just said, I think back 50 years ago to when, my dad, Stephen, and I were relatively new business. I remember sitting around one day having the conversation that if we just take care of the customer, the commissions will take care of themselves.
It's true.
And those long-term relationships.
Long-term relationships is where it's at. And that's, as we're getting into other services, that's where it's what's important. We can help people on so many different levels.
Right.
And we see the opportunities. And when we're looking for opportunities, it's not opportunities to make more money from somebody. It's opportunities to serve them in a higher degree.
Right. And it's, brand extension to bring that level of service complementary to what you're already doing.
Correct. Yep.
And so the Generac Whole House Systems, still very popular, right?
Very popular, yep.
And, that's something that, as I said, 2.5 years since we put ours in, six power outages, longest one about 19 hours. And, of course, you monitor it. You knew when they were out. And I have to have a shout out to my friends at Crown Energy. I was in Colorado when it happened. I didn't know how much propane was in the tank. And it was 5 a.m. Mountain Time when I called, and a young lady answered the phone on the first or second ring at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. By 10 o'clock in the morning, they had a truck up there and topped my tank off. Turned out I would have been fine, but I didn't know that. But that's what service is all about.
You have to be there, and it's unfortunately becoming harder and harder to find in our society.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the Mitsubishi split systems and heat pumps. Now, I've been an advocate of heat pumps for the last 40 years. It's not that it's new technology, because it's basic refrigeration with a reversing valve.
It's very simple, and what it boils down to is that a heat pump is pumping heat, and
right?
It works both ways. It'll work for heating and cooling,
right?
What's new about it, and the reason some people think that it only works down south and at certain temperatures, these hyperheat ones, the new part of it is the technology where they're able to not be just one speed. They mm-hmm. used to just be on or off, mm-hmm. and that was, they wouldn't work down to lower speed, lower temperatures. Now, with the technology, you can get full heating load off of heat pumps, and not even in the mini splits. Now, what the newest thing was is you can replace your central air in many applications. Sometimes it mm-hmm. doesn't work. We have to do some calculations, but we can replace your central air with a heat pump unit. Bosch makes up to a 5-ton one now, and Mitsubishi's coming behind with they're coming out this year with the new refrigerants, and it'll do complete heat load and through your existing ductwork, and you could just keep it. You used to have a supplemental, so if you had oil
yes.
or something, now we could do that with the heat pumps. But when it got down to 20, and as
like
it got
backup
better,
resistance to, heating, yeah.
and then the backup resistance heat, the electrical heat, a lot of companies still right now they're putting in these non-hyper ones, and then they're just putting resistance heat, so these heat strips, just pure electric
right.
heat strips in, and it just kills your electric bill.
Yes.
I mean, we've actually pulled out some that have been in for less than 2 years and put in these better ones, because it's not the right solution. But they did qualify for rebates, so some companies were pushing them, and it was just it wasn't the right thing
right.
for the client, but they were making
you know what
money.
I've noticed, Dave Stewart's a big change now. Going back, it's almost 38 years ago, I guess it is, that I built my house out in Pleasant Valley, and I had three outside air transfer heat pumps
mm-hmm.
with backup electric resistance heating.
Yep.
And those heat pumps all had a vertical access, so the fan was on the top. Wintertime, with a lot of snow and ice, I'd have a huge problem with them icing over. And most of the ones that I see now are a horizontal shaft, so that the air is flowing through sideways. It would seem to me you wouldn't have as big a problem with snow and ice buildup on them.
That helps. That certainly helps. And they now that they do work with, like you said, the reversing valves, mm-hmm. They do work on a defrost cycle, and mm-hmm. their technology has gotten much better. So they do. The Bosch ones are still upright, but the Mitsubishi ones were all over.
Mine had a reverse heat defrost cycle, but the problem was a couple of times we had a couple of ice storms, sure. and with those fan blades, at least 24 inches in diameter, aluminum fan blades, when they would get, you know, actually a buildup of ice, and then they would completely be thrown out of balance.
And what you find now is these heat pumps, they're almost running all the time, mm-hmm. so you don't get that area where they're just right. sitting and collecting it, because they are moving enough, just a little bit all the time.
Yes,
and that kind of prevents some of that.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got your Generac whole house systems. We talked about the Mitsubishi, and you said Bosch also is
Bosch coming, makes a good unit.
Good unit. And then folks who are looking at getting whether it's a hybrid or full electric EV, in terms of making sure the electrical systems in the home, not just the charging station, but really looking at the entire system, that you're not overloading it.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is, like, it doesn't have to be us, but whoever's looking at the system, they really have to understand how all the components work together. We followed up on, you know, electricians who have thrown EV chargers on a service that's a 100-amp service, and it was maxed out before, and now you're putting a 60-amp.
Yes, that's my point, yeah.
Yeah, you're putting a 60-amp continuous load on that system, and it's just – now, there are ways around it. There's some shedding. Tesla does some really good stuff with CTs on it, so that it'll actually ramp down the charging amperage depending on the load of the house. So there's a lot of technology, mm-hmm. but most I'll dare say most electricians don't really understand the full concept of how it is. So you got to make sure whoever's doing it really understands how the whole system works and what all the components do.
No question about that. And that means, you know, it done wrong, you got to big potential problem on your hands.
Like everything, yep. I mean, we do everything with the greatest intentions, but some of these things, they can be dangerous. There's been a lot of incidents. We started doing the power walls, the mm-hmm. Tesla battery power walls, and there's a lot of bad publicity out there, but if those are installed incorrectly, they can be very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Same thing with a generator. I've seen generators installed with the exhaust facing bedroom windows, like within a foot of a bedroom window. Some people just don't really think holistically how this is going to... Oh, that the customer I have in mind said, oh, well, the guy said, just keep the window closed if the generator's running. Well, if it's the middle of the night and a generator comes on and you got the window open a little
Yikes.
Bit, that could be dangerous.
Wow. No, it just really pays to deal with people who are here. They're established, and I don't know. From my standpoint, it's not something doing your wiring in your home is not something for a do-it-yourselfer. And that reminds me though too. Yeah, when you did mine, you took care of my permits. That's right. I'm thinking back on this now. It took care of getting the proper building permit. When everything was done, you requested the electrical inspector to come out to the house and do it. And then I was issued the certificate, which I took to the town hall. So that some point down the road, if I'm ever going to sell the house, all my paperwork is in order, that everything is in compliance.
It's so important. And a lot of contractors will leave that on the homeowner, and I'm glad you don't remember it, because if you did it yourself, you probably would remember the
right.
experience. But we have a girl, Caitlin, in our office. She does a great job, and that's her full-time job is just to do permits. We do so many jobs that we have somebody full-time just yeah. doing permits.
And the folks at Crown Energy, when George Herman came out, he said, you know, your system, your propane system is not up to current code. I said, George, let's do this right. And that's what they did. Can you spend a few more minutes with me?
I got as much time as you'll have.
Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Hudson Valley Focus Live at 7:34 on this good Friday morning. And Dave Stewart, DS Home Services, website dshomeservices.com, in studio with me. You can learn about the products, the services. The little tab there says Total Home Care Club. Yes, sir.
I always wanted to know what DS meant in DS Home Services, and now I do. And so I connected the dots finally.
You think Dave Stewart? You think
Finally connected. I was like, what does DS mean? Like DS Nintendo? No, it can't be, right?
No.
So yeah, all right.
I tell people when I first started, I had no idea with marketing, no idea about it, and it became very obvious with my name.
There you go.
What popped into my head.
That's all you need.
In terms of looking for additional employees, where are you on that?
We're always on the hunt. We're always looking for the best people. Like I said, we're privileged now to be a really sought after place to work. We have a great HVAC technician starting coming on board on Monday, which will really help us out. That's always the that's the biggest find.
So that reminds me, Dave, in terms of that, we've talked about the Generac generator systems. We're talking about the Mitsubishi system, split systems. Are there other manufacturers' equipment that you will be servicing when you talk about an HVAC person coming on board?
Sure. So on the HVAC side of things, we do full gambit. I mean, our technicians will do, even oil systems, maintain oil systems, and, and any kind of system. So any brand out there, we will work on. The HVAC technician we're bringing on has a little less experience than the one, our great guy now. But just somebody that can go in your house, and part of the total home care club is we'll, maintain your, whether it's furnace or boiler, and
right.
put eyes on that. The HVAC team now handles all aspects. When I first went into this, I went into it thinking we would only ever do split units, and we would only ever do one-to-one units.
Right.
And that's a business model, and it seemed like it made a lot of sense in the beginning, but you can't get the right heating load for a whole house heating system with if you just do one-to-ones, and it's because they're so efficient that you're going to be way over the heating load. So you get some companies out there, they'll put all one-to-ones throughout the house and it'll warm it up, but it's not as efficient as it should be, because when you're just putting one condenser outside to one head inside, it's going to change the temperature too rapidly. When you have one condenser outside and it goes to 3, 4, 5 heads, then the heat transfer is just much, much more efficient.
That makes sense. So, Robbie, we have our room here that will fluctuate from 60 degrees to 94 in a matter of a few minutes.
Yeah,
it really hasn't done much of that this morning, though, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess maybe I just...
I thought I was... I thought something was going wrong. Cold.
Yeah, it's me.
I guess I've been focused on the conversation here and wasn't as aware of it as some other times. And, this is a problem, though, with a building like this that's been remodeled over the years. And, they put up interior partitioning walls to make studios, but that was never what was in with the original system.
It was never designed that way. And I don't know what this building started as, but just looking around and seeing all the electronics, three of us in a smaller room, the HVAC system certainly wasn't designed for this amount of electronics, putting off heat, three people and our body heat and talking, and it's going to fluctuate. It's amazing.
Exactly. How do people, if they're interested in the split systems, maintenance on existing systems, or Generac whole house systems, what's the best way to start the process?
Like you mentioned before, the dshomeservices.com. If you go on there, there's a form that pops right up, and you put your information in. You can give us a call at 845-240-1235. We do cover all the way up, really up to Lower Albany and Rensselaer counties now with our shop out of near Catskill in Leeds, New York. So that was Holdridge Electric, and we're to transform it. We're calling that now Holdridge Electric, powered by DS Home Services. We got kind of a mesh logo that kind of does it both.
But yeah, it's nice. I saw that somewhere along the way. I thought it was a good way to do it. Where they had a very well-established business.
They were the great, great family-owned business. Mike Holdridge started the business more than 20 years ago. His family still has other businesses up in the Catskill area. And, they had a great customer base. They had, a similar number of generator contracts that we had. They had almost 1,000 generator contracts. So we're slowly bringing all the services up there.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you go to dshomeservices.com, the little form right there, request an appointment, a pretty simple name, email, phone, address, what are you looking for? Submit, boom, yeah. Done.
And if you're looking for, you know, new HVAC or, you know, new generator or anything like that, we come out for a totally free estimate. If you need service work, you know, we'll come out. And even if you need electrical service, you know, the way we handle things now are call up, we'll get an electrician out there. They'll quote you the price right on. So before we do any work, we'll quote you the price. If you agree to it, we'll be ready to do it right then, so there's no surprises. And if things change throughout the day, you know, we'll let you know that. So we try to just be as transparent as possible and make it as easy for our customers as possible.
The thing I like too, Dave Stewart, is the follow-up after the service.
That's key. I mean, really, you hear the old stories of a brake light warranty where, hey, the contractor pulls away, and once you stop seeing the brake lights, that's when the warranty ends. But we have the best. With Mitsubishi products, 12-year warranty on new installs because we're actually a Diamond Elite dealer. NNS gave us an award two weeks ago on that. So yeah, I mean, our warranty, you know, I mean, God willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to be here. And, you know, I got a 9-year-old son at home, and until he's, you know, well out of high school and he decides what he wants to do, I plan on keeping it and owned, you know, locally veteran owned, not these private equity companies coming in and, you know, buying everything up. You know, you got at least 15 more years of me around, before that happens, you know, God willing.
To me, that's everything. You know, I've been such a proponent of the local chambers of commerce, and supporting of small business, or whether it's the community bank versus the big out of town bank, or the local credit union versus somebody else out of town. Dave, it just occurred to me what you just said. Again, we're talking the culture of the organization with DS Home Services. You guys do so much other things. When Chuck Benfer and I come visited you in the wintertime, it seemed to me you were working on the Marines Toys for Tot thing. You were where we over at Ulster Bosse's, I think it was, helping provide the food for some of the kids who were students. They weren't going to have necessarily the Thanksgiving dinner, I think it was.
A friend of mine I went to high school with is Ed Luther. He's the automotive tech teacher over at Ulster Bosse's. Yes. They put on a Thanksgiving meal, and they ask for people to volunteer. And I tell him, you know, I mean, I'll volunteer everything that you don't have, and you know, we'll certainly volunteer something. But if you're without something, just let us know, because it's just a privilege to be at a point where we can help our community. I mean, that's what it's all about. Is, I mean, we have core values. I got them on my shirt right now, and my last and favorite is community.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, I'm optimistic. There's a lot of stuff going on nationally and all. But if we, you know, support local businesses who are employing people, who are putting money back into the local economy, I have every confidence that we're going to come out ahead. And as I said a few years ago, I thought I had seen the glimpse that this new paradigm in business. I mean, I think about the work I do with the manufacturing community, which reminds me, a week from today, we're going to be in Middletown broadcasting with the Council of Industry Manufacturing Champions Breakfast. And but almost all of their manufacturing members have a culture just like yours. And you know, some of these employ, you know, 5 people, some 105 people. But in terms of making that investment in helping people along a career pathway, that's the culture that exists in almost every single one of those locally owned businesses.
All the successful ones, because you can't be successful without great people.
No, exactly. Well, Dave Stewart, you know, thanks for spending time with us here this morning on Hudson Valley Focus Live, and going to look forward to bringing you on board as one of our Hudson Valley Focus Live premier sponsors.
Look forward to it, Tom.
Thanks.
Thank you, Robert.
Quick break, get in the sports report from the Zolls with some help with our friends at Atlas Star, and they're back in a minute on The Beacon.